This is Dr. Shelley Epstein dictating independent medical evaluation for MES Solutions. Exam date 02/01/2023, 2:45 p.m. MES number 211230073. Claimant AHTEZAD, last name KHALID, employer/insured Madison Acquisition Group LLC, client Utica National Insurance Group/Jericho. Requesting to address a psychiatric condition. Records were reviewed and a patient was seen. The usual rules of doctor-patient confidentiality do not apply, and the patient was reminded of this and agreed to proceed. Astazad Khalid is a 25-year-old male, single, resides with his parents, a sister, and three brothers. He's attending a Suffolk college to take one class in English. He had been working at BMW from 2019 till the date of his accident on July 3rd, 2020. He was a full-time technician. On July 3rd, his vehicle was hit by another car, and the car that he was traveling in fell into a ditch. He was a passenger at the time. He was brought to Long Island Community Hospital at Brookhaven for evaluation, and he did not require admission at the time. He states he suffered with a bruised abdomen, purplish color of his right arm, and tinnitus in his right ear. He also had neck, shoulder, and back pain. He says he ultimately underwent a C5-6 surgery on March 10, 2021, which led to improvement in his arm strength. He also suffered a shoulder tear. States surgery has not been recommended. He attended physical therapy for approximately 1.5 years. From July 2020 to December of 2021. He experienced a situation where therapy reminds him of the accident, his trouble being a car passenger, and prefers to sit in the back of the car. When he hears the sound of, quote, metal touching metal, he is reminded of his trauma. He initially was evaluated by Dr. Robbins, a psychologist, who also worked with him in a therapeutic capacity for a period of time. He reported cognitive difficulties, as well as physical difficulties of being unable to lift weights 15 pounds or heavier. He also has neck stiffness and has had various treatments for headaches. At times he reports argumentative and impatient mood. He notes that he's easily angered, as well as having trouble with recall. He denies panic attacks. He has had injections for headaches from a neurologist. And he's worried about his ability to work in the future. Past psychiatric history, no suicide attempts, no psychiatric admissions, past medical history, C5, 6 surgery, medication, benzapine, PRN, denies alcohol or drug use, infrequently may have one hit of marijuana. Family psychiatric history denies, no alcohol or drug use in the family, social history. He says he's upset that he can no longer work at BMW. His siblings are busy. His father drives a bus. Family is from Pakistan originally. He states he's a trained boxer and still enjoys watching the sport and wishes he could participate more fully in the sport. Two of his brothers recently married. He used to be able to box 1.5 hours, but now it's a much shorter period of time. A mental status exam, he was casually dressed, fluent speech, looks about his stated age. Mood is neutral, trying to keep busy, no auditory visual hallucinations, denies suicidal homicidal ideation. He's alert and oriented to month, year, day, date, and location. He reports a 30-pound weight gain over the past year. He does experience flashbacks and nightmares. He describes anhedonia, except for watching boxing. He does have some social relationships. He reports mental insomnia due to pain. He's trying to maintain optimism by stating, "I live every day hoping for the better," unquote. Mr. Khalid seems to meet criteria for post-traumatic stress disorder as well as a post-concussive syndrome. First question, are there any work restrictions, such as full duty or light duty? I would say Mr. Khalid, with difficulty working in his job capacity at this time due to his symptoms of PTSD. I would say that he is currently 100% disabled from working in his former position at this time. These restrictions should apply for at least 6 months, at which time he could be reevaluated for progress. Has he reached maximum medical improvement? The answer is no. If not, when? I would reevaluate in 6 months. And hope there is improvement. Um, treatments to consider would be a trial of an antidepressant medication, and I would consider weekly psychotherapy to address symptoms. Patients only experience therapy in a Zoom-like capacity. I think to fully engage him, where there may be progress, he could possibly benefit from in-person sessions, and this should be considered. At this juncture, it's premature to determine that the patient has met a permanent disability. This could be revisited after another 6 months of treatment. New paragraph. I certify that this report is a full and truthful representation of my professional opinion with respect to the claimant's condition in accordance with WCL Section 12 NYCRR 300.2 parentheses D parentheses 4 parentheses E. I further certify that no person or entity has caused, directed, or encouraged me to submit a report that differs substantially from my professional opinion, and that I have reviewed this report and attest to its accuracy.